let's talk to the Director of Marketing, Michael Bryant, with Sony Creative Software. Michael, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
You know what? We're big fans of Sony and Sony software. For me, using Sony, the Sony Vegas product as a video editing platform, audio has its own special platform as well with SoundForge 9. Tell us a little bit about Sony Creative now, because it's kind of changed names recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, we used to be called Sony Media Software. Now it's Sony Creative Software, and that was a decision to gives a name that sort of better describes what our software does in the industry and within Sony. Media has a lot of different names, a lot of different meanings, and a lot of that is media is tape or discs or something that you record onto. So Sony Creative Software, because our software certainly is very creative and helps you to be creative, is a better name for us.
Well, I guess it's good because your products range from everything for the consumer, even the consumer just starting out with computers, to the high-end professional.
Absolutely. We've got software that's, that children can use and get creative with, and as you just pointed out, also the seasoned professional can use.
Well, give us a little bit of background. We're talking about SoundForge, of this product. How long has it been around, and where is it now?
It has been around for well over 10 years now, and was the first digital audio editor on the Windows platform, and has sort of remained the tool that everybody else compares other software, digital audio software, to, and sort of an industry standard used literally around the world for audio production, and it's now in version 9.
Wow. Now, a lot of our listeners out there are familiar with the Sony Acid program. We've used that before. We've talked about that. How is this program kind of different from that?
Well, it's a very specific tool for very specific kinds of jobs in that, as you know, Acid is all about music creation, and SoundForge is a digital audio editor. So it's what you use once you've, let's say that you've created a piece of music in, or several pieces of music in Acid, and now you want to master that. And by mastering that, I mean you want to put it in the proper sequence, you want to clean up the beginnings and the ends, you want to do the final touch-up with things like EQ, compression, and so forth, and then burn yourself a Redbook standard audio CD, SoundForge would be the perfect tool for doing that kind of mastering. It's also, if you need to do some surgery, right down to the sample level on any audio file, this is the go-to tool for that kind of work.
Hey, Michael, this is Slick. I was I downloaded SoundForge 9, the trial version, to play with a little bit. And also been reading some information about it. Tell me about some of those plugins, because you got a bunch of stuff that you can hook into this thing, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. There's all kinds of DirectX plugins that are things like reverb and delay, and for special effects, and also plugins for, as I mentioned, for like mastering. So you have several compressors, several different kinds of EQ. You have volume maximizers, things to do that kind of job with. And we've also added in this version some four tools that are specifically for mastering, and those are powered by our friends at Isotope, and those would be a mastering reverb to put that final touch up on there, a multi-band compressor, a limiter and a loudness maximizer, and then finally a great analog EQ. So all about getting your audio up to that professional broadcast-ready standard.
Okay, now did I hear this right? I mean, I don't want to, I don't want to let the money out of the bag, so to speak. But this is about $700 worth of extra software you're putting in here.
Exactly, because if you take those four tools that I just mentioned and add to the fact that included in that box is CD Architect, which is a tool for creating a Redbook standard audio CD. And also on top of that, included in the box, is a package called Noise Reduction, which is actually four tools in one, a noise reduction tool, a click and crackle removal tool.
Wow.
So, for instance, if you're taking your vinyl collection and you're going to now turn those into CDs and you want to get rid of all those pops and clicks and crackles, that's a good, perfect tool for that. It also has a vinyl restoration tool to, again, aid in that process. And a clipped peak restoration tool. So if you were recording in the digital domain and you know, maybe there was a one point where it went above, you know, zero and it clipped a little bit. Using that tool, you can recover that otherwise distorted material.
So you're going to spoil us.
Well, that, it does more. We hear all these plugins and everything else, but it does more than just the left and right channel editing. I mean, you can do multi-layers. Can you also integrate this with programs? We understand ACID, but what about programs like Vegas?
Yes. So you could integrate this very easily with Vegas. As a matter of fact, let's say, I mean, I do this all the time. Oftentimes I'm working with some video that has associated audio with it in Vegas, and I see, oh, wow, there was a pop there because somebody hit the microphone or whatever it might be. All you have to do is just right-click on that waveform and then say, you know, open in SoundForge, and it automatically launches SoundForge and opens that file in there. So then you go in there and you do your surgery in SoundForge and then hit save. And when you go back to Vegas, it's automatically updated. You don't have to reload anything. It's just ready to keep on moving. So it's a real efficient workflow.
Now, if I don't have a great microphone, I mean, here in the studio, we've got really good microphones. These are, you know, broadcast microphones. But if it's somebody that's only invested maybe $50-$60 into a microphone, but I want to get the sound of a, you know, full production studio, can I use the software to kind of bring out more of that sound, more of the compression?
Absolutely. There's a couple of ways you can do that. One way is you were talking about all these plugins that we include with the software. One of the plugins is called Acoustic Mirror, and that's a very interesting plugin because it can model various acoustic environments. Now, that could be a room, it could be, you know, a tunnel, it could be you know, a gymnasium, but it also could be the modeling of a specific microphone.
Oh.
So, and we have tons of different what we call impulses in there, which are these files that are modeling these various environments. So one of those environments could be, you know, a high-end microphone, and it would add the attributes of that high-end microphone to your sound file and getting it closer to that the sound of that professional microphone that perhaps you can't afford this week, maybe next.
Exactly. What about bands? So, you know, we understand bands would use ACID, that program. What about this program? Could bands maybe use this?
We have an interesting, again, another new feature in this model, in this version, that I think bands would be very interested in. So, again, let's say you've used ACID or you've used Vegas to do your multi-track recording, and now you've saved that down to a stereo wave file. You take it into SoundForge, and you trim up the top and the bottom, you know, maybe work with your fade, and now you're ready to go to a professional to do the final mastering of your record.
Okay.
Now, you can do mastering in SoundForge, but if you're really trying to get your record out there to compete with what's on the air, it's always advisable to go to somebody who is specifically involved in the process of mastering, a professional. If you look on the back of any of your records or CDs, you'll see that this record was mastered by so-and-so at a certain place. And it's rarely, almost, I can't think of a record right now where they actually did that mastering in the same place where they did all the studio recording.
Right.
So they go someplace and they hire somebody who specializes in mastering. Well, check this out. So you've got your file ready there in SoundForge, and you're thinking, okay, now I need to save it to a data disk, or I need to save it to a drive and drive down to Nashville or New York or California and go to a mastering lab. Well, no. If you click on the help menu item in SoundForge, you'll see an item there that says that you can upload your file directly out of SoundForge, and it will be sent to Sony Music Studios' Internet Mastering Service.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's very nice. And so it just, you know, flies over to New York, and a professional, the guys that are cutting their mastering hit records that you hear on the radio every day,
right,
are there to receive your file. And they'll do the mastering for that, and they promise a turnaround of 48 hours. And inside the box of SoundForge, you'll find a coupon that says if you master two or more songs, you'll get one free. So that's a $99 value. So we just keep adding more value to this box.
That's phenomenal.
And they will, you know, if you could eventually go through this process, let's say you had, you know, 10 or 12 songs for your CD, you could get those all mastered by a professional involved in this mastering process at Sony Music Studios out in New York, and, you know, never leave the comfort of your own home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what about the different file formats? You know, the mastering itself for a band is phenomenal. But say I'm somebody at home and I want to be able to create different formats of the audio that I've created. What are my options?
I don't think you'll find any audio software anywhere that can ingest and output as many different file formats as SoundForge can. So, for instance, let's say you want to take your song and put it on your MD player or something that uses the A-track format. No problem. Right. You want to create an MP3 file to share with your friends. No problem. You want to create an AC3 file, Dolby Digital Surround file. We'll talk about maybe the multi-channel capabilities of SoundForge in a minute and why you would want to do that.
Right.
That's there. Ogg Vorbis, QuickTime, Reel, and Windows for streaming over the Internet. And if you're, since you can bring in video files into SoundForge and work with the audio frame accurately aligning to the video, you can also save it back out in video formats such as MPEG-1, MPEG-2, AVC, MXF, and so forth, AVI.
So you can have your whole soundtrack ready to go, basically,
exactly.
to go with your video. And I know Slick is trying to get everybody to switch over to Ogg Vorbis.
Well, you know. Hey, now you've got also a neat feature in there called Undo Pass Save, which just blows me away.
Yeah, that's very nice because, you know, in so many kinds of software, you know, including things like spreadsheets and word processing, you know, once you save that file and then you go, oh, shoot, I'd like to undo that last thing. Well, too late because you've already saved and overwritten that old file. We have an option to turn on. It keeps track of all that, keeps some backup files. And even after you've saved and you go, oh, man, I wish I could do that fade differently. Not a problem. Undo, redo your fade, save again, you're good.
Oh, that is phenomenal. Let's talk about multi-channel. Why would somebody use that?
Well, there's lots of things. For instance, let's say you're working again in Acid or in Vegas to do a multi-track recording that you wanted to put out for a surround sound recording. So you save that out as a file that has multiple channels, front left, front right, rear left, rear right, center speaker, and low frequency effects speaker. But now you want to master that, just like you would master a stereo file. You still have to go through that final mastering stage where you really clean it up and do that final compression EQ and so forth. Well, you could bring that multi-channel file into SoundForge and do that final mastering, final cleanup, and then save it out as a Dolby Digital AC3 file for playback on a surround sound system.
Okay.
Another thing, there's a lot of people that are out doing location audio, so it means they're out with a film crew and they're recording, let's say, an interview. And there's four people around the table, and maybe there's, you know, you want to get the sound of the background of the event. So you've got four, six, eight channels there of audio, and you want to edit that all as one family of files. So you can bring that multi-channel file into SoundForge and edit it as if it were a mono or stereo file with the same tools, with the same ease of use.
Ah, that's great. Tell us about a trial version of the program. Is there one? Can our listeners, maybe you're thinking about this, maybe you're on the fence, want to see if this is going to work for them? Is there a website they can go to?
Absolutely. If you go to www.sonycreativesoftware.com, you can get a free trial version that will work for you fully functioning for 30 days. So we didn't cripple anything. We didn't leave out any features. It's the full real meal deal. They will last for 30 days, and at the end of that 30 days, you decide that that's the tool for you. You can purchase that online, or you can go to your MI dealer, musical instrument dealer, and buy it off the shelf there.
Yeah, they'll be able to find this like Guitar Center, many other
place,
music retailers, J&R.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those are the regular musical instrument channel retail stores would carry it, or you can get it online from us or there are other online retailers as well.
Now, Michael, being a Sony Vegas user, one thing I've found to be incredibly helpful is the user forums. Is there a user forum for SoundForge?
Right. You go to that same website, click on support, you'll see forums. When you go there, you'll see forums for all of our products, including SoundForge. And there's even a very specific one in SoundForge for the last couple of versions, and it's still there for 9. We have scripting capability. So what is that? That's a way to automate some set of processes that you're doing over and over again.
Right.
And you can automate it with a script. And if you're kind of saying, well, boy, I need a script that does this and this and this, but I'm not quite sure how to go about it, there's a specific scripting forum with a bunch of very helpful people. And you could go onto that forum and explain what you're trying to accomplish. And maybe somebody has already written that script and just pass it along to you or give you some hints on how to go about taking care of that. And then we have just the regular forum that's, you know, just sort of wide open for any topic you might want to discuss in regard to SoundForge.
Now, this, again, is definitely Vista compatible. This is one of the programs, the first one, I think, that came out from Sony Creative that was specifically written with the abilities to work within Vista. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate that.
Well, we really appreciate you having us on your show and having a chance to talk about our software.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.